You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
Colombia, U.S.'s most important ally in South America, says the London paper. Gustavo Petro, the president-elect of Colombia, 62-year-old, described by London observers as ex-Marxist guerrilla. What does this mean for the people of Colombia and for the region and the U.S.? I welcome Mary Anastasia O'Grady, the America's columnist and editor for the Wall Street Journal editorial page, editorial board. Mary, a very good evening to you. Gustavo Petro has long been a political actor. He's not an outsider. He's been in the Senate for quite some time. His distant past, as a youth, he was associated with a violent urban guerrilla gang, M19. That was then. This is now. He has made many promises during his campaign. What can we expect for the people of Bogota, the people of Colombia? Good evening to you.
Well, good evening, John. I mean, I think a very superficial or, initial assessment here has to be that the center-right governments, which have governed modern Colombia for many years, have failed the Colombian people. I mean, they never got the kind of fast growth and economic development that they had hoped to get to. And so in some sense, the election of Gustavo Petro is a reflection of frustration with the status quo. And I think that was probably exacerbated by the pandemic, which, of course, like all the other countries in the region, experienced or provoked a lockdown, which, increased poverty and economic suffering. And, a lot of people died also because, and that's no fault of the Duque government, which is still in office, but it's just the reality of what happened with this pandemic. So in some ways, I think Petro benefited from that. And like I say, also frustration with, center-right governments. Alvaro Uribe, who was in office for 8 years, famously pacified the country, but he didn't do much to, change the very closed structure of the economy. So, Colombians want more, and they went for the promises of Gustavo Petro.
He's talked about land reform. That's an old-fashioned term for confiscation. Is that what he means?
Well, he says he's not going to do any property confiscation. But of course, as you know, in this country, if you experience what is known in the courts as a taking, it doesn't necessarily mean that someone took your property, but that they took the value, that you didn't have the value in the property. So if he, for example, ends up putting confiscatory tax rates on property that he decides should be used one way and it's being used another way, that is, in fact, a taking, even though he's not expropriating. So, as I say, he says he won't expropriate, but he believes in a much bigger role for the state in the economy. So I think we can anticipate that he will try to enact things that will be, could be described as sort of taking from the rich and giving to the poor, redistribution.
In his interview with the Financial Times, the London Financial Times, he said this quote, his decision would affect 4,000 to 5,000 people in Colombia, but it would bring social justice, stimulate production, and give us the source of money we need, talking about raising at least $10 billion a year by imposing levies on company dividends, offshore assets, and large rural estates. That sounds like takings, doesn't it, Mary?
Well, it's not only that. I mean, you can raise taxes and tax dividends in ways that weren't done before and so forth. But I think the real problem here is that none of those suggestions are good for what Colombia actually needs, which is capital. They need more investors to come to Colombia and say, hey, there's opportunity to make money in Colombia. And if you start putting a lot of heavy taxes on the productive sector of the economy, then what you're going to have is capital flight as opposed to people coming and wanting to invest. And of course, that's not going to really hurt the rich people that he's going after. It will hurt the middle class people, the people who might want to climb up the ladder. They're the ones who will be mostly hurt. And I would add one other thing, which is that, this idea of taxing the rich is not new. And the experience, the empirical evidence is that you can never get enough money out of that small number of people to really pay the bills and pay for the entitlements and the projects you want to do. So you should be more interested in creating wealth as opposed to taking wealth from somebody who already has it. And what ends up happening is that you end up having to dive down the pyramid. The top 4,000 are not enough. You have to go after the next layer and the next layer and the next layer to get, you know, the money you need to pay for the sort of utopian promises you have. And so none of what he's offering is really wealth creation. It's all redistribution, and that doesn't have a very good track record.
Geopolitics. What does this mean for the border war? That's what it looks like with Venezuela. What does this mean for the ELN, a terrorist organization using narco-terrorism to advance its aims? Is Petro going to fight them or make peace with them, similar to FARC?
Well, he said during the campaign that he would, negotiate a peace agreement with them. The peace agreement with the FARC has not been very successful. What it did was it basically gave the top ranks amnesty, immunity. Some of them went into the Congress. They got seats, even though they were not elected. These unelected seats, they don't last forever. I think there's a 5-year period or something. But so he says he will cut a similar deal with the ELN. The problem is that these two groups, the FARC and the ELN, which are political groups, now they have a sort of a legal political structure where they can work within the legal system. But they continue to have, illegal organizations out in the field. Continue with the drug trafficking. There are new cartels that are cropping up all the time. And that's partly just a result of the fact that in this country, you have high demand for a prohibited substance. That means, just economically speaking, a lot of money flowing back to Colombia. And by definition, because it's illegal, it's going into the pockets of criminal organizations. So in as much as it sounds nice to have a quote unquote peace deal with these guys, you're just moving chairs around the deck chairs around the Titanic.
Final question for now, Mary. We have about a minute. Is this the beginning of the path we've seen in other countries where the next step is to change the rules, change the constitution?
Well, he said, for years that he wants a new constitution. During this campaign, he backed off of that. But I don't think it'll be very long until there'll be, a clamoring for that. And, let's face it. I mean, no matter how moderate he decides that how moderate the face is that he wants to put on his new government, he's now riding a tiger because there are a lot of militants who put him in office. So I think there will be that clamoring for a new constitution. And the problem in Colombia, as I alluded to earlier, is that there's a lot of illegal money sloshing around. It tends to corrupt institutions. And the institutions are really the thing that protect Colombians and allow them to, in 4 years, vote for someone new. And if those institutions are eroded by a president who doesn't much care for them, it doesn't bode well for the future of the country.
Gustavo Petro is the president-elect of Colombia. Mary Anastasia O'Grady is the America's editor and columnist for the Wall Street Journal editorial board. I'm John Batch.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase